guys gone now, you know, like Jake Long to the world, Carlos Figueroa, obviously. Just talk about guys emerging as a team leader like yourself and so forth.
You know, it's tough anytime you lose leadership like that, but I think what we have here is we have a good core of guys. We have a solid group, and, you know, you see guys stepping up left and right. You know, we understand. I think, you know, having the understanding that we have a lot of leadership to replace, I think, you know, we've handled it well, and guys have stepped up to the challenge.
You being a veteran on the O-line, you see yourself stepping up on that aspect, you know, replacing Jake?
Yeah, no question. You know, I'm the vet on the O-line. I'm the vet on offense. So, you know, it's my time to lead. It's my time to, you know, kind of pick people up by their bootstraps when they need picking up and, you know, get it going. I'm in charge of tempo and hard work and making sure we're on track.
Richie, what does Tyson Clabo bring to this line other than seeing number 77 on the right instead of the left?
You know, Clabo brings consistency. He's an old vet. He can get it done at a high level week in and week out. And the guy, you know, he's just an old, steady, you know, trolley. You know, he just keeps chugging along, and you know, that's what you get when you bring in a vet like that. You get consistency, and you get knowledge that gets passed down to the younger guys.
How much do you think he'll help that right guard situation? Kind of like, you know, last year when you guys were breaking Jonathan Martin in on one side, and John Terry.
It's great. Anytime you can put a young guy next to a vet, it's a great thing because they communicate, they talk about it. You know, he's got a lot to teach people. You know, he's played a lot of football. So whoever gets those right guard reps is going to get a lot of knowledge playing next to him.
John, good impression so far on John Martin. Just his transition, what you've seen from him, Richie?
You know, Jay Martin's doing a great job. He's got bigger, he's got faster, he's got stronger. He's the type of guy, you know, when he's pushed and when he's challenged, that's when he's at his best. And that's what's happening right now.
Does the guy have an edge to him? He's so soft-spoken, obviously, but is there like a nasty streak or an edge? What you've seen in him after spending a year around him?
Oh yeah, he's got it in him. He's a fierce competitor, and you know, he's got the calm demeanor off the field, but he's a fierce competitor.
Richie, these fans, we talked to the fans, are so optimistic about the offense. How long is it going to take, you think, for all of those weapons to come together? Because it's a lot of new guys.
Yeah, a lot of new guys, a lot of new faces. You know, it takes a couple practices. It takes a few weeks of work, getting grinding, getting together. Offense is more about timing and rhythm. But I think you see some of those pieces coming together. And I think once we find our rhythm, once we find our timing, then we can start being the explosive offense that we want to be.